This is Nico Muley, and you're listening to New York's Q2. This is the first of a four-part series that I'll be hosting this week on choral music. And we're going to begin by focusing on the choral music of the 16th and 17th centuries, specifically Tudor and Jacobean music. One of my favorite phenomena of this period was there was a popular song, a semi-sacred song that was just something that everyone knew, called The Western Wind. And three different composers incorporated this tune into masses, which were obviously used for worship. So today I thought we would start with the Western Wind Mass by John Taverner. And this is Paul Hillier conducting Ars Nova Copenhagen.
Yeah.
That was Paul Hillier conducting Ars Nova Copenhagen in John Taverner's Western Wind Mass. This is Nico Muley, and you're listening to New York's Q2, and this is the first of a four-part series focusing on the choral music that I love. And today, we're listening to Taverner and Byrd and Tallis, three of my favorite composers. Next, we have two wonderful and contrasting in spirit motets by Byrd. The first, Haec Dies, is rather upbeat anthem, and it'll be followed by Bow Thine Ear, which has a complicated story behind it. It's the second part of a larger anthem, and it's itself is been translated from Latin to English. And some purists think that it's strange to present just the second part in translation, but I found it incredibly moving as a boy chorister to sing, and there's this wonderful crying descending line at the end for the plight of Jerusalem, and it's a very beautiful moment. We'll have Haec Dies, conducted by Harry Christophers and with the 16, and then Bow Thine Ear, which is John Rutter conducting the Cambridge Singers.
Thank you.
That was Bow Thine Ear by William Byrd, and we heard John Rutter conducting the Cambridge Singers. And before that, it was Haec Dies, also by Byrd, which was Harry Christopher's conducting the 16. And I'm Nico Muley, and you're listening to New York's Q2, and this is the first of a four-part series on the choral music that I love. You can leave comments and hear all four shows of the series on demand by going to q2live.org. Next, we have two motets by Thomas Tallis, Salvator Mundi and Onata Lux de Lumine. These are two contrasting ways of thinking about moving parts. The first has many, many, many moving parts, and each line of the texture moves at its own pace, and it's very complicated to keep together. And the second is almost a hymn, and it's incredibly well organized and incredibly simple, and they're both incredibly fun to sing. That was Onata Lux by Thomas Tallis, and before that we had Salvator Mundi, also by Tallis. Those were both Alistair Dixon conducting the Chapelle du Roi. This is Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2, New York's home for new music, although today we're focusing on the oldest music we could dig up, and we're in the middle of the 1600s listening to Tallis. I'm very excited about this next piece. This is a sort of Pentecost anthem, and you only get to hear it during Pentecost. And it's one of these sort of rare treats about church music, is that there are seasonal times when you can hear certain music. It's sort of like we really have business eating asparagus only a few weeks of the year. And this is one of those rare treats. It's called Loquebantur Variis Linguis by Thomas Tallis. And we will have, again, Alistair Dixon conducting the Chapelle du Roi. That was the deliciously ecstatic Loquebantur Variis Linguis by Tallis. We heard Alistair Dixon conducting the Chapelle du Roi. Next, we're going to move into some Orlando Gibbons verse anthems, which are favorites of mine. This is from a period of time when syllables now that have been contracted into one used to exist as two. So, for instance, you'll see people saying Alleluia, and cripples have their Mosian. And I was very attracted to this as a child, not entirely sure why. Next, we have a very well-known verse anthem by Gibbons called See, See, the Word is Incarnate. This is the choir of New College, Oxford.
Thank you.
was See, the Word is Incarnate by Orlando Gibbons. For more information about that or about this show, which is me, Nico Muley, talking about choral music that I like, you can go to www.q2live.org. We're going to close out the hour with two more pieces by Gibbons, the first a verse anthem and the second a bubbly, bubbly anthem. The verse anthem is called This is the Record of John, and it details an interrogation of Christ. And there's a wonderful call and response between the soloist and the rest of the choir. And Hosanna to the Son of David is an ecstatic, aggressive anthem. First, we'll hear Philip Ledger conducting the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and then we'll hear Stephen Darlington conducting the Christ Church Cathedral Choir.
Straight.